Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Blast off! Hey, everybody. We got three guests, as you can see, three good ones. We got an old bee and two newbies. And so please welcome Kasim G, Lexi Fox, and Stick Zadina.
Woo! Thanks for having us.
Did I pronounce that right, Zadina?
It's actually Zadinya.
Zadinya?
Yeah.
I thought
you have to say it fast.
That's what I was saying earlier when I was looking at it, but it's spelled wrong here, right?
That is spelled wrong.
That's why I said it wrong.
Somebody spelled it wrong.
But Lexi and Styx are, if you don't know, you might have already figured it out. They're both members of Steel Panther. And of course, Styx is the drummer. I was thinking it'd be funny if Styx was the bass player. And,
that would be awesome.
And Lexi was the drummer. That would be such a weird choice. But also, Lexi Fox, you got five X's in your name. And Styx, you just got the one. Did he take all the available X's?
We had an X limit, and he got in there first and took them all. But he's super sexy, so he deserves them.
Thank you very much, Styx.
You're welcome.
Well, at 20 minutes after the hour, and we'll know when that is because an alarm will go off at 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to start smoking whatever you want on the table, as much as you want. The viewers like it when the guests smoke a lot, but also I don't want to change your lifestyle.
You won't be changing my lifestyle.
You'll be all right.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, and Kasim, he's always a real
trooper.
Yeah,
I come for the free weed.
Yeah.
I have a real problem.
So your lifestyle has changed, or has it always been like that?
No, I got lower once I met Doug, for sure. But
is that kind of a trend that happens? You meet Doug and then you just smoke weed?
I know. It's when you see people in the rock bottom, you usually think it's going to be on a show, Intervention, and they're naked in the middle of the street. But this is mine.
This is your...
Right? This is as bad as it gets. Cass, I'm just smoking too much weed.
It's all right.
And then you don't have any appointments later today, do you?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
I can handle it.
I'm excited that you guys told me this right before we went on, that you're going on the Chris cruise tomorrow. Kid Rock cruise tomorrow. I'm just happy for you to go on any cruise.
Thank you.
I have so much fun on those things.
You leave tonight.
We leave tomorrow night.
Kid Rock's going to be like a fist-throwing crowd, like when they get some booze in them.
Dude, I don't... Yes. It's going to be...
Here we go. It's 19 minutes after the hour.
That was the fastest 19 minutes I've ever...
No, it was only 4 minutes.
Oh.
We're not even tired.
We started into the hour.
We're going to have a good time, John.
They start you off with a shaky foot like that.
Yeah. Is it coming through the vents? Exactly.
It was in the snacks they gave us.
Yeah, right.
Dang.
Yeah, no, it's 19 minutes after the hour, which means that, of course, it's about to be 4:20 somewhere.
Yes.
4:20 somewhere.
In California, of course, it's only... it's 1:20. So this is the Eastern time, which is crazy. Like there's Columbus, Ohio's on Easter time. Easter time.
It's always Easter.
Sunday. It's Easter Sunday there right now.
Bunnies everywhere.
Bunnies all look over Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, Detroit, Atlanta, of course, and then some of the more
Atlanta's
fun ones.
Atlanta's on Eastern?
It's right there on the East Coast. Yeah, Bogota.
You knew that, didn't you, Styx?
Columbia. Our friends in Toronto, of course, are Eastern time. And then if anybody's up in the middle of the night watching us in Bangkok, China at 4:20 a.m., and my favorite, parts of Russia, it's always on the card.
Just some of Russia.
That's how fucking...
Parts of, and that's the city.
I mean, it's big like the United States, I guess, so they have more than one time zone.
Have you been to Russia?
No. I haven't been anywhere. I've been to only the places where Amsterdam, of course.
Amsterdam's pretty. Yeah.
Russia freaked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaked me out.
You did a bunch of shows there?
No, we did one in St. Petersburg and one in Moscow.
Yeah.
And we took this thing, it's called the midnight train, and you take it from, you know, from one city to the next overnight.
Oh, my
God.
And
you just kind of get hammered with everybody. But it was, I don't know if I'm going back to Russia.
I don't know about that.
It was kind of scary, man.
It was spooky.
It was scary.
Well, let's start smoking.
Okay. Yeah, we're
gonna
pick a piece.
We're going to be late here.
You don't see anything that catches your eye.
I'll go for this. That's what I was going to do. That's not cool. I'll go for it.
Fight for it.
This one, then.
I was just kidding, Sticks. You could have had that one if you wanted.
You can pass it to me, so if you want. And do the other two guys in the band, do they, so they're not pot smokers? Is that why you're the ones that are here?
They're doing,
they're doing. I like to ask you a question, right, when you're getting through a hit.
Okay. That was a killer show, thanks.
And it's bitching here because you always have a constant fog machine.
Yeah, you don't even have to buy a hazer.
You don't even need nothing like it.
Well, you guys, have you performed like in Amsterdam? Have you performed for a crowd that's smoking the whole time and blowing it everywhere?
We've done Amsterdam shows. It's hard to say because there's so much smoke on stage.
Right, that you guys
that we bring.
Emit and bring, yeah.
It's not sexy to
We're just going
to
cough through the whole thing.
I love it.
That's the show.
Yeah, this one's mine. Yeah, but we've performed in a bunch of different countries. And it's interesting because there's different levels of partying.
You know, it's when we went to, where was the second one we went to, Sticks?
Amsterdam? Russia?
No, Russia. The second city, where would we go? Moscow,
St. Petersburg,
right?
Moscow. Yeah.
It's so dirty. Like, the back of the cars, I have a picture on my phone. There was cars lined up, and they were just all black. Because they don't do shit about it. I mean, I guess they
no car wash.
No car wash. If you were to get away with
like
something, if you were
going
to break any law you want, hop in one of those cars because there's no such thing as a license plate.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen like the color like blue in Russia. Every picture I see, it's just white
it's
or
like
gray.
Gray, brown.
Yeah.
And
I will tell you this. I was in a McDonald's in Russia because McDonald's is everywhere. And I was standing in line in this little old... All of a sudden, I felt something on my back, like just a little pressure. And this little old lady fell asleep, leaning up against my back in Russia. I was like, is that how they do this shit? It was very bizarre.
They do a lot of standing on line there, so it's a good time to get a nap in.
Totally.
For all the people, she picks this guy to sleep on?
Look at his cozy bed.
It probably looks like a total...
You could catch your face on
Russian.
Something.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dangerous spikes.
There's a lot of hooks.
But getting to know you, I feel like you would be the perfect guy.
See?
To just hang with, just like hug or something.
Yeah,
he's a pretty good hugger. Great hugger.
Yeah.
A great hugger.
Thank you.
Do you guys feel like you're going down the rabbit hole? Because this sativa we're smoking is called Alice in Wonderland.
I feel pretty good.
And we have an indica here called Ghost Train OG, but I don't force the guests to smoke an indica if they've got, you know, plans for the rest of their lives.
It'll slow you down. I don't really have any plans for the rest of my life.
All right.
Other than the
so
Kid
you
Rockers.
Could try the indica if you want.
Is that going to make
it's a much smaller container because nobody ever wants to smoke it.
Why is that?
Because it's just, it's just heavier.
Sticks, I can't wait.
Wait, is this going to make me, like, super lame?
it's more make you tired kind of.
Oh, well, then let me wait till the end because
okay,
I don't want to fall
asleep.
That's
a good plan. That'll be a fun way to end the show.
Yep.
Everybody will take a nice hit of indica.
Is that
you on your own?
Yeah, check that out.
That's
you know
great.
What? He did that so people, like in the front row, so they don't get gypped. So they get to see his face while he's looking, because he does that a lot.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Well, I don't care how I look. It helps with the little weed fog machine thing.
Come here. You got shit all over your face. There you go.
This is just a little something.
You guys are great.
It's all right.
Your guys' video... pussy whipped.
Yes.
Best use of balls and scrotums.
Thank you.
I've ever
those are
seen...
long, huh?
Long balls.
I don't know what those were, and if I could bid on one, like as a prop from the video.
I think.
And you see, there's a video where there's literally, it starts with a bunch of people looking up into the sky, celebrities.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dean Cameron.
Yeah.
Who directed
like
it, by
like
the way.
Real somebodies. And they all look up into the sky, and it's super
Eric Stoltz.
Tense. And then balls, just a giant pair of balls drop out of the sky. And that was one of the first videos I saw yours, and I was hooked.
Thank you.
I watched two more.
Really?
Yeah.
What else did you see?
I saw Glory Hole.
Did you see Metal? Sarah Silverman
so
is that
much
or she's
jizz in Glory Hole?
They were making that jizz all day on that video shoot.
I can imagine.
Just stirring it on a stove.
What was it?
Keep the jizz coming.
I totally.
Was it like more jizz?
I don't know what it was. It was like baking soda. It was all this shit. It was like they were cooking it.
But yeah, the other part is you guys still use real breasts in your... Like,
yes.
Just put boobs in your video.
We didn't want to trick anybody with that.
We kept it real. Like, we'll use fake balls because those are super duper long balls. Yeah. And we'll use fake jizz because it's not possible to produce as much jizz as we needed.
Yeah.
So we had to
The first three were
we got to have a lot of volunteers.
A lot.
To get buckets and buckets.
Well, they were great. I thought they were so funny. And the songs were obviously epic.
Thank you. That's cool.
Because, you know, Posehn did Death's All But Metal, is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, Brian Posehn
directed
Death's All But Metal.
Well, that's then, what I was going to say, is I've seen you guys twice live, and that was because I went to Brian Posehn's wedding and to Brian Posehn's 40th birthday party at the Improv.
That is awesome. And you guys ended up seeing us.
Yeah, I saw you both times and loved it. It was a really, really great time. So,
thank you.
So when this came up for you guys to be here, I've been texting with Brian the last couple days. He says
awesome.
Hi.
He says hi, no pun intended, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him we said hello.
But you know, he quit for a little bit when he had a kid.
Did he stop?
And then, yeah, and then I brought him back into the fold.
You brought him back in.
I'm like, come on, come do the show. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah. And you won't have to apologize to his son for
years. When your kid's old enough to know that you smoke weed on the internet, your kid's going to be like, yes.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. Like, his kid will be like 10 years old. I'll come up to him and go, so, Dad, was that you that high on that TV show? And he'll just have to say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was me.
Yep.
Yep.
Brian's kind of slow in general, so it's not like...
So you'd say it slower.
It's not like his life, his performance style changes much when he's high or not high.
And then we had Sarah Silverman was on that video as well.
She was on this show. I saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I brought it up. And,
wow.
And speaking of people on the show, we saw Jack Black that was on here. We're going to be doing something with him later this year, aren't we?
You know what?
All-time best episode.
I got to tell you, Doug. That's with all those people that we just mentioned that were on this show, it's an honor to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It just dawned on you, didn't it?
No, I knew before, but I figured that would be a good segue.
You got so high that you became honored. I'm so high.
Just got honored.
It's great I'll to get there. Be here.
Yeah.
I'm a
yeah.
little appreciative. I'm working on getting super honored.
We got the bong here for you.
I think I ate a bit.
Well, you know, when did we start doing the Fonda again? Is it going to be on Wednesdays?
Oh, yeah, we started back up in
LA. You
got
to come to one of those shows.
I would love to, yeah. The Fonda
you've been
Theater
a long time.
Here
if you
in
invite
Los
me,
Angeles.
I would love to.
Yeah, well,
just be your friend in general.
Does the Fonda have two names? Yeah. It's more than, they call it more than one thing, don't they? I think it's something else that they call it.
Fonda Theater, two
the music
things.
Box, maybe?
I think that's different.
Is it?
It used to be the music box.
Used to be the music box.
Then now it's the Boom. Fonda.
But yeah, that place, that'd be a great place to see you guys. And you're doing your every Wednesday for a period of time?
Yeah, when we come back from tour, we'll be doing, I think in May or April.
You might have it on a card for me.
April, May.
You got a lot of cards, you guys.
You got a lot of
this
cards.
Is the, this
so
is all
cards.
The stuff we think we're going to cover today.
For
That's
real?
Great.
No way.
Good luck.
That's not a thick happen. Pile of cards.
I we know. Haven't even done
There's
a card
There's so much
yet.
Going on in the world of pot. Yeah, it doesn't even mention the weekly show, but it does say that you can just go to steelpantherrocks.com.
You can always do that.
That's
for tour dates, merch, and more. when did you guys start? Did you both start young getting high? Like, was it hand in hand with your
you know what?
No. Musicianship?
For me, I started regularly smoking weed about
what is
when
this?
I was 20.
Try this pen.
I will.
Honey Farm, it's got a sativa in it probably. Mm-hmm. And it's real tasty. All you gotta do is push the button. And
they make real tasty treats.
Yeah, it's nice.
Wow, it's delicious.
Oh, you got the juice this time.
Right?
Delicious.
What flavor did we get, Gabe? Strawberry.
That's strawberry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give it a
I'll try the spray. I've never tried the spray.
That is
that's
delicious.
Called Jumbo, and it's very intense, so be careful.
What is that? That is?
Because what does it say?
Intense,
on it?
Like the high or the flavor?
The high.
It says.
Is that the 100 milligram bottle?
3 milligram THCs per spray.
3 milligrams per spray?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
So so spray like maybe 5 times. That'd probably be a pretty good.
Well, you were talking.
10.
15 milligrams isn't bad.
Shit, I'm high right now.
Do 40. Spray it 40 times.
You know what? Just dump it in.
Take the top off.
Put it in
your drink.
Oh, it's like It tastes like a Ricola.
Way too fucked up.
Really?
Ricola? Yeah, yeah. It makes your breath better. Like, it makes it minty instead of weedy
so weird.
When you're done with it.
I'm used to just having that ash breath all day.
Yeah, from it being cotton.
Does anyone want to try that?
I'm okay.
Jumbo!
I'm gonna go to sleep.
They must be a sponsor.
They're not.
Oh, wow. That's
I just thought it would be funny if every time somebody picks up the bottle of Jumbo, you hear the guy who does the voice of Bender of Futurama say,
John DiMaggio.
Jumbo! Yeah, he was a great guest. Every time we have somebody that does voices on the show, they record these things you keep hearing dropped in randomly.
Dude, I like it. It's making me feel more high when I hear those voices.
Yeah, we bring people in here and really confuse the shit out of them. Have you seen on any of the episodes when people play with this thing?
I have not.
It used to be a lighter. It's a former lighter. The flame would come out of his head, but we've managed to destroy it. We broke both of his arms.
Wow.
Because one arm's supposed to make the flame come out.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And we always found it amusing that it was like basically looks like a child's toy, but it's dangerous because it's a lighter.
It's for lighting stuff.
Yeah.
The flame comes out of his head.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How else would you describe it based on just holding the thing? Like, how's it feel to you?
Cold.
It's un-American. I don't know what, there's something off about this. It's not
like a communist monkey?
Yeah, it's not like it wasn't made here.
It's a Russian monkey
lighter.
Did
you ever see the Planet of the Apes?
I did.
Guess it reminds me of one of those guys.
Apes?
Cornelius. Yeah, like it reminds me of Cornelius.
Cornelius. Cornelius. It does look like him.
It's a Cornelius lighter.
The one that reads?
Yeah.
The
leader of all
you've
the
seen
apes.
It.
Well, Akatsum knows
Caesar,
what to say about it, right?
What?
About the
it's
monkey.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's heavy, right?
It is heavy.
Like,
all
right.
I can totally lift it, though. Oh. I didn't know that was coming.
There it is.
That's what we do when the guest finally says the word heavy after I prod them for forever.
Holy shit, that's
good. We
got to
it pretty quick that time.
Ah.
I feel pretty good about it.
I wish I would have said it right off the bat.
It happens.
Yeah.
I think it has happened.
Do you
want
to try this sticks?
What do you think of this thing? Oh, it's heavy. Hashtag heavy monkey.
This is good. Try that one.
Yeah, that's a fun one from our friends
at Chameleon
Glass. Need a lighter? We always like suddenly... I guess we have
four
lighters.
And that's my own lighter. I brought it from home.
It doesn't work.
There you go.
Like, I understand losing lighters when you're in a circle with people and somebody walks away with your lighter.
We're all right here.
But we're right here, and there's no lighters anymore.
It can't go far. And we're all sitting down. Nobody's walking around.
Oh, here's one.
I have one of my lighters. I have a red one.
We got enough. And we got to go to our first commercial break.
All right.
This is really flying by. Great guests, good times. Come back to us in a few minutes, everybody.
Hey, everybody, it's time to talk about Viceland. Viceland is the new TV channel from Vice. It has a bunch of shows that look pretty cool, like Noisy, for instance. Noisy follows host Zach Goldbaum as he travels around the world to talk to musicians and explore the communities that help give rise to their art. Each episode takes place in a new location with a new artist. He visits musical hotbeds like London, Detroit, Chicago, Jamaica, Las Vegas, San Paulo, all to get inside the local music scene. The first episode features rapper Kendrick Lamar and his hometown of Compton. Zach follows Kendrick around Compton, interviews childhood friends, gang members, and even visits his high school, all to get a better look inside the place that shaped Kendrick's music. Created by Vice filmmaker Andy Capper, it appears to me like it'll be a compelling and sometimes controversial look at music today. Noisy airs at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, only on Viceland. Check out Noisy and all the new shows on Viceland today.
Oh, hey, what? Was that a short break or just me? Am I that high?
It was an hour.
1,670 people are watching us live right now.
Hey, all right. That's awesome.
Very cool.
And Johnny Hemp, he always gets his questions in. I don't know how he does it. Johnny Hemp
must know somebody that works here.
Yeah, maybe.
Gabe's buddy.
Cool, people can write in and ask. And,
yeah. Do you know Johnny Hemp?
They don't write in, though, right?
They don't write in. They have to electronically mail it.
Yeah, but they write it out for me from Twitter. I should just turn Twitter on my phone and look at it. But
This is feeling awesome right now.
But they also just weed out all the bad questions that are no good.
Weed out all the bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
I almost said it. But the question for you guys is, if you had to pick one Steel Panther song, which one is your favorite to perform?
Ooh.
If you had to, I don't have to.
He's not gonna if he doesn't have to, but I will tell you, mine is probably Glory Hole or Weenie Ride.
Well, I hope those songs, I hope you play them back to back sometimes so that you have a nice, long, fun time.
Weenie Ride's a piano song.
Why'd the Weenie Ride into Glory Hole?
Well, he plays piano in Weenie Ride.
Yeah, what's the title of the song title process? Like, is it just like somebody walk in and say, I've got one?
Yeah, usually, well, song titles come up.
Squad.
Or is it always the most repeated expression in the song itself? Is it from the lyrics, usually?
Usually, but the song titles themselves will come every day. Somebody will say something, and then somebody else will go, dude, killer song title, or killer record title.
Right.
They're just all, and so we all write them down.
Yeah, yeah. Take turns saying titles from your things, and see, Kasim and I will both try not to laugh.
Okay.
Right. A gangbang at the old folks home.
It's good.
I knew I'd be terrible at that.
You were so bad.
I was going to try and...
I was laughing at gangbang. I was like, I can't wait to find out where this is at.
Try it again,
old person's home, Jesus.
Yeah.
Give us some more.
Fucking my heart in the ass.
Whoa.
I'm holding it.
That's a heavy...
That's a real song.
That hits too close. That's why I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you heard him with that one.
Sorry.
BVS, but that's... You wouldn't know what that... Can you guess what that means?
Oh, that's a
BV?
BVS.
BVS. Oh, man. Butthole.
It's got to have butt.
No, I'll tell you, it happens.
No, don't tell.
Okay, you don't want to
say anything?
Dude, you got to try this.
I'm pretty rock awesome. Right now.
Can we swear on this?
Yeah, you want to swear.
If I just want to say fuck one time, this is really good, dude.
Dude, if I hit that right now, I'm going to fucking lay down right here.
That's good TV, though. Isn't that what you guys want?
That's what we want.
This is what has to happen. I'm going to get out of here.
How are you going to top Jack Black?
That's our goal.
Untoppable.
Yeah.
Unfucking toppable.
It was pretty.
No, we don't want to scare off future guests, you know? We want this to look smooth sailing every time.
I'll tell you right now, for future guests, this is fucking awesome.
You got to worry about who the next guest is because they always look at the last episode, right?
Tend to. Or they go right to Jack Black and then freak out.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes
out. Right.
And you're like,
am I going to do that?
Oh my God.
I don't know if I want to massage Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was I was there, so it was weird.
Was that pretty gnarly? he was like he crossed over. He's like
he
okay.
couldn't have been nicer about it though. After like I ran into him a few days later because he was coming on to promote his that thing they do every year, the Tenacious D's
Festival Supreme.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. And so he was on to promote that and be a good promoter and be a good buddy because I've known him for a while.
Right,
he's always been super nice. And then, he just hit him too hard.
This thing, he took this.
He's like, you know, he says to me before we start rolling, you know, I haven't really smoked much over the last couple of years.
And that's me.
And then we're on, and he goes like this.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm too high.
Yeah.
You know, like it just hit him
exactly
right in the middle of this way too long hit. So anyway,
I ran into him
and he said he was like apologizing to me.
No,
like, and he felt like he let me and the fans down.
Oh no,
you know, and it's like, dude, it's spectacular.
No, I was watching.
He didn't complain about having it pulled from the internet, like,
because
he could have said, please don't even.
Right, you're right. I saw you offer that.
No.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
That's awesome.
He is a great guy. We met him in Japan.
We met him in Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Cool.
He's awesome guy. We partied with him the night before, and they like to party.
I was excited for the success of Goosebumps, you know, because that just means he keeps to get me, you know, being in movies and stuff.
Yeah.
The movie didn't scare me because apparently it was for children.
Yeah. But I did read them growing up.
You did?
Started with Welcome to Dead House for about 15 books. It came from the basement. Say Cheese and Die.
Holy shit, you did read it.
Monster Blood. All these.
Did you go all the way to Gangbang at Dead House?
No, I didn't get there. No, they started doing Choose Your Own Adventure bullshit. Ooh. And I said, no. You
Ouch.
Tell me how this ends.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go back and read more pages.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah. You figure it out.
R.L. Stein. Mm.
I remember those books.
Yeah.
State of Pot, you guys. We track.
There it is.
We track who's watching the show the most.
Awesome.
And for some reason, Washington, D.C. just kicks ass at it.
Fuck, thanks, Washington,
D.C. They're great at
D.C.
it. Like, what? Aren't all the politicians there? Shouldn't they be at work, making the country better.
Maybe they're getting high. No.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I'm gonna be there in June, I think, and take full advantage of the legalosity. And this is Kasem's sixth appearance on Getting Dug with High.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys, of course, have two appearances between you.
We do. Yeah, so we're one third.
You got one.
Thanks to Todd Glass for always canceling. And
it was
I'm
Matt
happy
Besser.
To disappoint.
It was Matt Besser today.
I'm happy.
He would have been great today.
He would have been great.
This would have been so great if he were here.
I know.
But
I know.
Unfortunately,
so I live around the corner. I live so close.
Sorry.
Then, so.
Yeah. I think he's talking about.
No, you're first on my list of when I say, you know, they're. It was like Matt told me yesterday that he got some sort of big audition today that he doesn't want to be high for. I can live
that's
with
a choice.
That. Yeah, yeah.
That's a choice.
If I have an audition, they know, and I walk in high, they're not going to go, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, maybe
this
the reason
is
I don't get
what
work.
We were trying to get.
It's like maybe the reason I don't get work is because I think of it like, oh, I have an audition. I can't smoke for like an hour before. You know.
Well, that's good.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just being responsible.
I don't go a whole day.
Mm-hmm. An hour later, you could get high again. You're practically straight up sober an hour later.
I'm just realizing stuff about why I'm not succeeding.
Yeah, it's fine.
It all came
it's all good.
Let's have a good laugh.
The total minutes of people, this number is crazy that they give me every time. The number of people that have watched, I mean, the number of years that have been spent by people, it's hard to wrap your head around. Watching Kasem on this show is 60 years. Of time has been spent by human beings watching you on this program.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Tally minutes total equals minutes, 60 years?
The total minutes of watching you that have occurred because of this program is 31,790,613.
You're kind of a big deal.
I'm sorry.
Wow, you're popular.
That is
no, but I think if they do these kind of numbers for any TV show, they'll be crazy big like that. Like, I'm still not getting
what are your hours?
Why we're even talking about this.
You have to try.
Yeah, think about yours.
I did.
It's fucking awesome.
Mine would be ridiculous.
That's a scary
people
thought.
People have spent thousands of years watching me.
I want one of those. Do you have one of these?
I have one at home.
But here's a more fun one.
Okay, go.
Then we'll do a pot quiz hop shot. The per capita viewership of all of Kasem's episodes, what do you think the number one state in the country for Kasem G Getting Dug with High viewing is?
Colorado.
Colorado's a terrific guess. Let's do this Family Feud style. That came in at number 5.
Oh.
Do I guess too, or do you?
You can, sure.
Well,
but
you go ahead. You go first.
See if
Colorado.
I don't know, think about it.
Let me just say. You say state or city?
State.
Okay. No, it gets better for me. States are so much bigger. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go here, California.
Oh,
that's
no.
A good one.
Didn't even make the top 5.
That's
California,
not that
where I live.
Yeah, but it might be 6. Huh. Might be right out there.
Let's.
That's what I said when they said no black actors were nominated for Oscars. I was like, they came in 6th place in every category. Like, there was somebody amazing that should have also been nominated, but they nominate 5 and they just fell out.
5 is
right
such
there.
An easier number. Okay, what about Washington?
That's what they'll do next year is they'll expand every category. They'll just keep going until they get a black nominee.
Right. Until until you'll increase the amount of
they'll have 8 nominees for best actress because there's no great roles for black actresses. That's to me the whole problem is it's a whole trickle down thing. There needs to be more black executives, more black studio heads. More black directors and producers. The more that happens, then the more the casting can change. And unfortunately, it's behind what the public would want, because there's plenty of people that want more people of color in entertainment.
Yeah,
there's lots of people that are just all fine with it. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's have more.
I just didn't know
Straight
Outta
Compton was huge.
Huge.
Straight Outta Compton was good.
Huge. That,
was
that wasn't just black people. That was white people fucking lined up for that shit.
Yeah, and that's Ice Cube's son.
That's his boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his boy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's funny when he's doing
his. That's like for real his boy.
That's his boy.
And when he's doing his gangster, I'm a mean person face, that's the face that he grew up like looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like whenever he got in trouble, that's the scariest fucking face. And he knows how to make it.
Yeah.
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 He's really good. But you know, actors that nominate actors could argue, you know, well, he's playing his own father and he looks just like him.
He killed it. No matter what.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's the trouble with judging one performance against another. It's crazy that they separate actor and actress. What's the difference? They're actors.
Right. True.
What's the best performance?
I totally agree.
Let's go.
Give it
to Jennifer Lawrence. Let's go to bed.
Yeah. Is Washington one of them?
I guess Washington.
Yes, Washington.
3 minutes ago.
You did?
Okay, yeah.
I've been talking about a lot of other things.
No, I'm into it.
It's good.
Let's Oregon. Get political for a change.
Let's do it.
Let's get real.
Let's take these stoners and turn them into Hollywood doers. Yeah.
Just kidding.
It's Washington, D.C., dude. You got a lot of fans in Washington, D.C.
I think those are just your numbers.
Number one.
Right? Those are just your numbers. I just happened to be the guest that day. That's bad stats.
But it's of all your episodes specifically put together, so
I know.
Oh, that's a little better.
Yeah. Somebody did like a little work, I guess.
We'll change the name of this portion of the show to Bad Stats.
Yeah, Bad Stats.
We'll find the worst stats we can find.
Do you have like a camera on? Like, not now, I know.
There's three.
I'm not talking about that. Like, when you're done filming with the show, like, just have it over the guests, like their dressing room or on the way out, and they must be bouncing off the
walls.
Watch
people stagger out. Everybody's usually pretty chill when they leave. That reminds me.
I get on my motorcycle and I go.
Yep.
Wow.
We could also, you know, we could reload any of these if you found a pipe that you really enjoy.
I've been hitting.
You know, I've had this one for way too long, which may suggest things about my personality.
I've been partying with this one, and that stick is amazing.
Start grinding up a little more, and we'll get some more stuff loaded. People keep requesting on the internet too. They're sad that we never smoke joints on the show. So
that's a fun thing to do.
We got to remember to
get some papers.
We used to ask the guests, do you roll joints? And if they said yes, then they'd roll one during the show and we'd smoke it. But like so few people roll joints anymore.
It's a lost art. Different tools you guys got here.
Yeah, this is your standard grinder.
Yeah, see,
This is a three-stage grinder, okay? So the top stage has got your grinder, then underneath is the catcher, and underneath that is the keef catcher. So it's catching all of it.
Double catcher.
And then once every 6 years, you scrape together enough keef, like a dime size amount of keef.
For one bong hit.
Yeah.
There's going to be a weed QVC pretty soon, and I think you found your calling.
I hit it.
Yeah.
I know earlier I was kind of in the dumps about my career, but now, like a phoenix from the ashes.
What are you doing April 2-3, Kasim? Are you coming out to Jash Fest in Palm Springs?
I was hoping you wouldn't bring this up, because I don't know, technically. But I'd like to make it. I just don't know about the dates. But sure, let me just commit.
Did we ask you?
Yeah, we
did. Okay, I didn't give an answer yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's 2 days, you know, a weekend, so you could probably make it out for one or the other.
Yeah. I saw the lineup is insane.
A lot of us are going to go out Friday night, have a fun time out. You know, you guys have been to Palm Springs, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Not, you know, if you like old people and gay dudes,
that's
heaven.
Like the capital of old people and gay dudes.
It's still happening, too.
It's a perfect place for our festival. What?
These guys want to come?
What?
Well, I'm sure they've got shows on a Saturday night. April 2nd.
The closest we played, I think, there would be more. What did we play?
Oh, you went to the Morongo?
Yeah, we did a residency there for a while.
I just sit there whenever I gamble there. I just keep saying to myself, I just keep repeating the name of the place. Morongo.
Morongo.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, you moron.
Middle of nowhere.
But Jash Fest is going to be in Palm Springs on April 2 and 3.
If we're not doing anything,
we'll party with you guys. We'll go.
Oh, my God.
If they're in, I'll go.
Here's the plan.
Wow.
Am I saying the plan? I'm going to have an Airstream trailer. Oh. And on, I think, Saturday afternoon, I'm going to do a 4-hour and 20-minute episode of Getting Dug with High.
Wow.
Where I smoke the entire time.
I'm totally watching that.
I'll probably have some snacks. There'll probably be some chewing on camera.
You know, what do you do? What do you do for 4 hours?
What are you going to do for 4 hours?
We're going to have guests like you guys, if you're out there. We're just going to have people stop in and have a session with me for like 20, 30 minutes. And then you get to go back to your lives, but I'm going to smoke with everybody.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good TV.
In the back of an air-conditioned.
You should have people Skype in that are via satellite smoking.
Oh.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
Why don't I just produce it?
Beyond our capability.
You just did.
It's great.
Yeah, we might not be able to do that, but...
Yeah, technically, it's pretty hard.
People ask me all the time, why don't you take phone calls during the show? And I'm just like, that's a, you know, it'd be fun sort of thing to do, but it's a different, that's a different show.
Yeah.
Than what I want to do, you know? Because, like, when you're, if the four of us were out somewhere, we'd probably go out in an alley and all smoke together, or in a green room, and, you know, there isn't... we don't have to take calls. We could just get high and talk to each other.
Yeah. There's a nice
and that's the vibe nice I'm trying to recreate here.
Who needs the technology?
There's no phones in this basement.
Yeah, call Dr. Drew if you want to call
him. Too much. Exactly.
We're not going to help you.
Plus, the calls would be very similar, I fear.
You think everybody would be high?
I think it'd be a lot of, what's your favorite strain?
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how to answer. It's like when somebody says, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, oh. Right this second, I can say like Bone Tomahawk, but, you know, that's because I just saw it.
If you think about it, Jaws or E.T. would be, I mean...
Yeah, but you know what I mean? You're already saying this or that. Like, one movie? Like, stranded on a desert island, what one movie? I'm just like, I just hope that doesn't happen. I hope I'm not like in a plane crash where they're like, here's one movie!
Mark Wahlberg's Rockstar.
That's hell.
Yeah, you dug that?
Love that.
It's a great movie.
Our singer was in that movie.
Rockstar?
I know. I saw that when I was looking at your YouTube videos. Yeah,
he was in the where he walks
gets out of the booth.
Yeah.
That movie is so great.
It's awesome.
I can't watch that nipple piercing scene.
Oh, yeah.
Did it hurt you?
It's just, you know. It's a little.
It was.
It's
it was.
Mark
it was
Wahlberg's when she was, like when beautiful peck, you know, just like she's putting ice on it.
Yeah.
And it's hard. His nipple's hard. That's not.
It's not fun to do.
It's fine to have the piercing. I'm just. I don't want to see.
He's had some crazy piercings though.
I had my balls pierced.
Balls pierced.
I knew we were gonna get.
We got the ball piercing. We went from gangbang to ball piercing.
That's pretty.
Did piercing make them longer balls? Because it weighs them down more?
Well, I guess technically they would have been longer, but they didn't seem longer.
I have, on the balls.
I don't have a pierce anymore, but...
I know, but
okay, so if you lift up your cock, straight on, if you're looking at a pair of balls right in front of your eyes, right in front, like a curved barbell.
Oh. And who gets to see that? Like you can't just go look
at... Some of the ladies...
Yeah. I like that it's a little barbell, though. You get a little workout every time.
Yeah,
and it would counter. It would counter the movement.
Yeah. So. It's like you know, having a kettlebell between your legs all the time.
Like well, it looks like really a kettlebell because he's got a small... Sometimes he doesn't shave. It does look huge next to your penis.
You guys have seen too much of each other.
Yeah, we have.
I've seen him naked a lot.
If he doesn't, you know, chop his pubic hairs, he's like a mushroom in tall grass. Just so you know, need a sickle to get past it. On some, but then you have good days too. Where it's
thank
just,
you. It's like,
we can cast them. We've seen each other a lot, but I think the most risque it's gotten is I think he wore short sleeves one time.
You never seen him naked?
No.
There would never be a reason for that, huh?
Yeah. Unless he gets naked in a movie or TV show. I was watching, my friend Kyle Kinane is in that Netflix show, Love. Mm-hmm. And he's just fucking away on a girl, so like his ass is up in the air. And I'm like, that's
so I have
my
a question.
Friend Kyle. I didn't plan on seeing that in my life.
I have a question about that.
You can ask it, Sticks.
So if you're doing that scene and you're faking sex, aren't you getting riled up?
Well, that's the thing somebody said recently. I forget who it was that... Oh, it was Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson was on Howard Stern, and he asked that very question. And Sam said, you know, that, like, you can't win. If you get an erection, it could offend them.
Right.
But if you don't get an erection, it could offend them.
Yeah. Right. That's not a good spot to be
in. So you got to really, you know, it's a real intimate thing to do. And they always put a weird little cock sock on there, too, so that...
they do?
That's probably not too romantic. Yeah, because you can't... You know, most sex scenes, they don't want to accidentally...
I think they tape them down.
...have it touching the
wall.
Yeah,
they
probably... Because if it's grinding, you'll jizz right based on the grind.
It's game on, yeah. It's game on.
There has to be an anti-grind.
Preventer?
Grind.
Yeah. That's something. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like taking a hit. Like, I've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, why not?
But we're supposed to go to a break right now, so we'll be right back.
Yeah.
everybody.
Jesus Christ is a party.
Can we sit on the floor, please?
Did you like it, Dan?
The pot?
Yeah.
Here's a narc. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. If you don't smoke, you're a fucking cop.
I'm gonna think everybody's mad at me. I'm gonna make a joke all confident, and then I'm gonna be like, that was stupid. I'm sorry.
Story. And also, by the way, I'm high already. And yeah. I mean, I usually am, you know.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Hey, do you guys could you do like a little we're back from the commercial song for us to use on the show?
Yeah,
because that one's all right, but it's so mellow. You know, it might be fun to come back to some metal guitars and drumming.
I wish we had instruments.
You don't have to do it on the spot. I just mean we'll drop it into the show. Like
then
we do
the answer
all this
is
stuff.
Absolutely.
For yeah, sure. We want you to be a permanent part of the show.
That's pretty cool. That's a great idea.
Love to do it.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's cool.
We're doing
all right,
a 420.
Yeah.
Do you guys know where you're going to be on 420? Because a musical guest isn't a bad idea for our show.
You know what? We'll be here.
In LA?
If we're in town, we'll be here.
Yeah. We're doing a show at the Alex Theater, and it's at 8:00, and it's me and again, we probably ask Cassie to do it, but he doesn't know.
That'd be your seventh.
If they go, maybe I'll go.
It'll be a bunch of comedians on stage, and we all get high in front of the audience. Yeah. And we've done a bunch of those, but this is going to be the big 420 2016 out at the Alex Theater in Glendale. It seats like, what,
big place?
800?
Big
1,000? Yeah. It's a lot.
10,000. Wow.
10,000 seats are available.
Incredible.
For $30, and the earlier you buy a ticket, the closer you sit to the stage and the action. And you heard it here first. We might have a special musical guest. Do you guys, if the two of you had to perform without the other two guys, do you have something that you would do?
God.
Like if they don't want to come to a big pot event,
because
they're not pot smokers?
No.
You used to be able to juggle.
I mean,
like an acoustic thing maybe, or?
We'd probably need our guitar player for that to make it. Otherwise, you're going to hear drums and bass.
Well, maybe we can, you know, we might have like a rapper there, so maybe we could figure out some sort of mashup.
That'd be easy.
I could play rap.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to you guys about it. We're keeping a secret, though, whether you guys are going to be there or not.
I hope I can make it.
That's part of the fun of the show.
Let it be a surprise.
Who's going to be there? Then the guests come out, they're like, oh, really?
That's who we got.
No, we always have great guests. Really, really fun shows. Sarah Silverman, when she was on, she got high and then just kept making everybody get in the shape of a pyramid. She made all of us do a pyramid on top of each other, which that's never going to be my idea.
Physical work.
Let's make
that's
a pyramid.
That's so, like, strenuous.
I'm just sitting here like, this isn't the third segment that's shorter and the show's almost over.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe how many cards you haven't gotten.
There's
a lot of cards.
And they just build up week after week, so that's why I want to try to get to some really fast. I'll do some speed pot topics.
How could you go do that? How could you do that, man? I'm like tripping.
What do you mean?
Read.
Well, wait until you see me do it, and then you'll judge whether or not I can, because I stumble through it. But it's stuff I want people to know about.
That pipe, that one.
You like this one?
No, this one. I said this is what got me. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Farm. Oh, they make good stuff.
Yeah, they make good.
They sure do. Send me a box of them.
I'm gonna do another one.
I think we can hook you up. But the Florida Senate.
Thank you.
The Florida Senate has passed a bill that will allow terminally ill patients to use medical marijuana. So that's a nice step forward, and hopefully the next time it's legalization's on the ballot, it'll just get legalized there. The UK is really getting on board with legalization, which I'm excited about, because it's scary to be over there and think you can't smoke anywhere.
And they drink too
much.
That
is scary.
They need something else to.
Oh yeah, there'd be less bar fighting and stuff.
So much drinking.
A panel of experts, including scientists, academics, and police chiefs, have put together the most detailed plan yet for cannabis legalization in the UK. The plan shows that specialist cannabis shops would generate, I don't know what this number is, a lot of pounds. 1 billion pounds? Is that what you're saying? A year in tax revenue.
15 billion pounds.
15?
And plus
there's not even a 5 in this number. Anyway, they'll make a lot of money. We know that. It's the new drug policy from the Liberal Democratic Party. I love that they have to call it liberal and democratic. We should have that over here. The liberal Democrats. You know, not those conservative Democrats. Oregon just passed a few bills for some new laws. I want to run them down. It's going to be the first state to legalize marijuana business banking.
I'm good right now.
Because you know that? A lot of marijuana businesses just have to, they can't deal with banks because banks don't want to deal with them stars. Because it's still federally illegal.
Really?
Even though the state legalized it. So now Oregon's the first state to legalize business banking with marijuana.
That's good.
It no longer has a 2-year residency requirement for marijuana licenses for producers, processors, and retailers. So in other words, you can move there now and get right into it.
Yeah.
You used to have to sit on your ass for 2 years. Veterans' marijuana card registration fees have been reduced from $200 to $20. So if you're a veteran in Oregon, now it's only $20 to get your card.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yep. Marijuana-infused edibles and concentrates are not allowed to be sold. What?
What?
That sucks.
More edibles?
That's a turn I wasn't expecting. Yeah, they're not allowed to sell edibles and concentrates. They will still exist there, but it's a shame
won't
for
be on the counter.
People
What's
that could.
What's the reason?
Probably just because, you know, they've gotten the word that people that do those get more fucked up than just sitting around.
Way more fucked up.
Oh, like the juice I ate or
dabs and
eating it.
Yeah, maybe not that so much. But if you overdo that, you're gonna get an extra kind of fucked up, like you know, where you shouldn't operate heavy machinery. So that took an ugly turn there at the end for fans of edibles and concentrates. But my favorite thing about edibles is like you never get a call out with them because you edibled them.
You put it
in your mouth.
It could be celery.
And it's gone.
It's just airport food to me. I don't really do it unless I go to the airport.
Yeah, it's great to be on a plane.
Otherwise, I don't go home and like sit on my couch and just like wait for an hour for cool stuff to happen. I'll just get high instantly.
This is way better.
Something cool is going to happen because you just got high here for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time.
You smoke a lot. It's pitching to watch.
Whoa, no, I have a rep to keep up. I don't want to do this.
Well, do you want to watch a magic trick?
Yeah.
Because it's game time.
Oh, this is great. It's a real treat. This is a real treat.
Is it good?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You mind helping me, Sticks?
I would love to.
All right, just reach out and tap a card. Okay, which one? Okay, take it out. Look at it. Show it to Lexi, Cassim, the camera over here.
Got it.
Place it back here. All right, cut it into the deck. Shuffle. Now, would it be cool if I could make your card appear in between these two aces here?
Yeah, it would be cool.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Unless they're all one card.
I'll show you after they're done. All right, it's in between, right? It's not impressive. I'll be more specific. Watch. 1, 2, 3.
Stop it.
Every time he does
it. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I love magic.
You know, that's the 6th one of those I've seen, and they get better every time.
They get a better trick.
Or there's always something.
You know what is a better?
That's
a better trick. How he just disappears so fast.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, he just did the trick and out.
He lives in the shadows.
I didn't see when I came in.
Fucking amazing.
That was cool.
Yeah,
Everybody loves him. He goes, you know, whenever we're out in public somewhere. Last night we were at a movie premiere and there were people excited to see him.
Oh, that's rad.
It was taking pictures with him and everything. Yeah, it's awesome.
Pitching.
That was a good trick.
Thanks, you guys. Let's plug everybody's plugs.
That's it, man. That thing flew by. I know, right? Was it because we were high?
Sticks, do one more with me. Come on.
Okay.
Do one more. It's the last one. Let's all do one together.
Do a couple more. We can go along. I just got to...
It's extra time.
You know, I just try to keep it... like it were, you know, a TV show and not a marathon, but...
That's hard.
Airstream trailer. And we decided at Jash Fest, right, that some audience members will be let in and sit in the other end of the trailer.
Sorry about that.
Will they have to have a weed card?
Yes.
Okay.
That was great.
He says yes.
What a great time.
Steel Panther.
Sorry.
What a great group
New
of guys.
Movie and live acoustic album, live from Lexi's mom's garage. If you ever want to do a live from this basement, let us know. It's currently number one on the Billboard comedy charts.
It's a big deal, yeah.
iTunes,
congrats,
Amazon.
Thank you. Congrats. Thank you.
SteelPantherRocks.com. Tour dates, including Wednesday nights at the Henry Fonda Music Box Theater in Hollywood, which is... Can I get invited to like the after party part?
You got invited.
Because isn't there like a nice upstairs outside thing that people gather after the show?
Yeah. That we have. Yeah, we'd love to have you guys. Both of you guys.
I did a TV show there. I like that place.
I don't have to be Doug's plus one.
I'm
invited.
Yeah.
This show is really taking me places.
You know, we can each bring a plus one. I'm assuming if their tits are good.
See,
I know how these guys.
Totally, you could bring plus three if all their tits
are
good.
Good tits.
Mm-hmm.
God, rock and roll is so cool.
I'm so bad at that. Good tits.
Good
That's
tits.
That's like Steve Carell in 40-Year-Old Virgin, where he's like, "Oh, like bags of sand."
Yeah.
And they're like, "You haven't even touched a tit." Oh, I'll be at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, for the next starting Thursday or Friday for like 10 days. So. You know, you got to have a badge to get into the shows I'm doing. And so a lot of people that live in Austin, you know, my recommendation to you is come downtown and find me and, you know, we'll have a sesh by a dumpster. San Jose Improv, March 24th, Traverse City, Michigan Comedy Festival, April 8th and 9th. And the night before our 420 show here in L.A., I'll be in San Francisco at Cobb's. We do an annual countdown to 420 show, where we start at 10:30, and then at midnight we do a countdown like it's New Year's Eve.
Awesome.
And That's then pretty everyone cool. goes out onto Columbus Avenue, and we all smoke weed right at 12.
I've smoked 12 near 01 so many a.m. dumpsters. So many dumpsters. Now that you mention it,
we did that on Podcastathon one year. As I auctioned off for $420, I'd smoke with you next to a dumpster.
That's great.
And we had like five people bid that money, and it all went to Smile Train, which is a great organization, fix cleft palates on little kids in third world countries. And that reminds me, someone bid, I forget what the final number was, but like we put a seat on Getting Doug with High up for auction.
Yeah, I heard.
On last Saturday, and I think it went for like $5,000 or
That's awesome.
Wow.
47 or it was, well, Gabe probably
Did we
knows.
Split that or how do we?
Yeah, which bid?
The Getting Doug with High.
37, I think.
$3,700.
Incredible.
To be a guest on the show. So we're going to have first time ever like a.
That's awesome.
I don't want to say non-pro, because we've had people from different walks of life, but it's been mostly entertainers.
Yeah.
And you guys have been incredibly entertaining.
Yeah. He's going to smoke everyone under the table. He's probably paid that money, and he's going to come here, and he's going to try to make a name for himself as the weed guy. He's going to edge me out.
Oh, shit. You're worried now.
Right now, I'm the weak
guy. Starting to get paranoid, because that's what it does, huh?
I think we're kind of setting up a situation where you might have to be the guest with him.
Well, I have to protect my job, yeah. I'll be here.
You'll be there.
Pokeball, this little beauty right here that does this right here. You just stick that on there, and it cleans out your bowl real nice.
I didn't know that. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
You close it up, and it's fun, for parties.
That's nice.
It's also a baby toy. Ashtray. If you go to pokeball.com, use the promo code Doug, you get 10% off. And, of course, you'd want to type in Doug because it's your favorite cartoon show for a certain generation. Did I really get through all the things I needed to talk about? Oh, subscribing. This is a huge one. We here at Getting Doug with High, and by we I mean I thought of this, I want to have 420,000 subscribers to my YouTube channel where this airs and is archived. I want to have 420,000 subscribers by 420 of this year. So we're currently at 385,589.
Wow.
Only need 34,411 more. So
get out there.
Get near a friend's computer. They're not looking.
Or you watch it. And
do something constructive. Don't just erase their naked pictures like what's her name on Girls. On Girls on HBO the other night, Hannah gets into her boyfriend's phone and erases all the naked pictures he's got of ex-girlfriends.
Bullshit.
That's weak.
That is so fucked up.
So fucking weird.
If they don't break up over that, it's a very unrealistic show.
Those are treasures that you collect throughout your life.
Totally.
And you, just because they're not in a shoebox, or maybe they are, you know?
She's like upset because, you know, he masturbates to pictures of ex-girlfriends. That's his excuse for having them. My excuse for having them would be, I have pictures of ex-girlfriends that are naked. Like, that's a great thing to have.
It's always a good
it
thing.
It is. It's like I earned these.
Yeah.
Right.
Download.
You're not going to show them anywhere, yeah. You know? But
somebody
they're there.
Sent this to me.
They're there if you, you know, want to reminisce. So 34,411 people, please. Oh, that's what I was going to suggest. Go to a friend's computer and just go to YouTube and just subscribe on their computer. Because nothing happens. We don't send you things, right?
They get emails?
Oh, I apologize for that scheme.
Or you could uncheck the
email. Do it to your friends that you don't like so much. Yeah. So they suddenly get all these getting dug with high emails. How many emails do we send
out?
It's
only when the show comes out. You
know, like, when the show comes out, it'll say there's a show right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I like it. One more time, everybody, for Cass and G and Lexi and Styx.
Thanks so much for having us.
Fox and Zadinia, three X's and Fox, two and Lexi. Oh, do you guys have individual Twitter handles?
At StixZadinia.com.
There you go.
And
now that you said it fast, I get what the name means.
Yep. Yeah.
Everybody? StixZadinia?
Oh, right now, yeah.
The light just went on.
That is so great.
Is that what we were waiting for?
Lexi's makes sense. Fox, yeah, that's a Fox. Metal name right there.
It is metal, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know, there's not a lot of Zadinias in
there. Yeah, not a lot of Zadinias.
One more time for all of them. Thank you guys for watching. Next show's gonna be Monday, March 21st, maybe at 4:15 Pacific time, but I wanna try to move it up to earlier in the day because I like doing it earlier than that for reasons I'm not gonna get into. We'll see you on either in Austin or on Monday the 21st.
Remember to check out Viceland, the new TV channel from Vice. New shows include Gaycation, Fuck That's Delicious, Flophouse, Balls Deep, and Noisy. What's Noisy? Noisy follows host Zach Goldbaum around the world in his quest to understand today's music and the places that helped create it. Each episode takes place in a new location with a new artist. The first features rapper Kendrick Lamar in his hometown of Compton. It appears to me to be a compelling and sometimes controversial look at music today. Noisy airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. only on Viceland. Check out Noisy and all the new shows on Viceland today.